hope there's no homework. A boy and appears lost in thought on the scooter's front at the Haji Ali Signal, a French tale in Mumbai. A previous performance this Sunday, the city is in for a tryst with French artistic innovation. Artists Romain Bermond and Jean-Baptiste Maillet from France are making their way to the B.D. Somani School in Cuff Parade for a by-invite-only premiere of Antichambre, their multimedia show that blends animation and live art. The idea is to present our animated movie and show the audience the dynamic process that goes behind it. This entails live music, charcoal art and poetry. It is a 40-minute live show where we give the audience a rare peek into how an idea germinates and takes shape. It is like a live animated movie, revealed Maillet, who is currently presenting a show in Jaipur, and rock solid for 30 years Bollywood at an earlier edition of the festival. 3 decades can be a long time, and the city's hallmark rock festival, Mahindra Independence Rock Festival, will hit the milestone this year. To commemorate the achievement, the 2-day event on November 16 and 17 at the Bayview Lawns, in Princess Dock in Mazagaon, will see a lineup that will evoke a mix of nostalgia and excitement among rock fans. Founder Fahad Wadia said, "Like every year, this edition also boasts some new voices like About Us that are finding their footing in the evolving world of rock, along with the OG acts like Indus Creed and Girish and the Chronicles." Fahad Wadia in performance The and LS Quo, Dirty 30 is the unabashed and unapologetic edition. Other than those mentioned, the lineup includes Chennai-based Scrat, Mother Jane, 13 AD, Bombay Metal Project, Bloodywood, Swaratma and Friends Fort BM, Parwaz and Sutej Singh and Sid Kauto. Vice President of Mahindra's Cultural Outreach, INSET, Jay Shah, shared, "We have strengthened the cross-cultural phenomenon that has taken over the world. The artists who are performing at this edition epitomize this. Acts like Scrat, who have successfully infused their Carnatic roots with rock, while Swaratma revives the magic of folk melodies, creating a magical amalgamation of two cultures." Pune Deco, the Bank of Maharashtra building in Pune. Pics courtesy Art Deco Mumbai. And after documenting the iconic Art Deco structures of Mumbai, Atul Kumar's Art Deco Mumbai Trust is turning their attention to neighbors, Pune. "We felt that Pune is almost an urban extension of Mumbai. Before the Sir J.J. School of Architecture came up, the Pune College of Engineering predated it. A lot of Mumbai architects have also designed homes in Pune," the founder trustee shared. The demolished Jai Hind Cinema, one of the graduates of the engineering college, was the architect Mainocha Mistry, whose work on the Mumbai Art Deco structure of HSBC building is notable. Kumar, INSET, added, "Commercial buildings like the LIC building or the Bank of Maharashtra building are similar to Mumbai buildings in that they are imposing and clad in mullard stone. Though others like the Jai Hind Cinema that stand out. The city has ample representation of the vernacular within the Art Deco style." Details on the buildings in Pune will be posted on artdecomumbai.com. AI and literature in an age driven by technology, the soul of writing still lies in human creativity. Gateway Litfest will host Dr. Vinod Asudani, Willow, on September 29 to deliver a talk on Gen Z writing in the age of AI at IIT Bombay. An author of 19 books in Sindhi, Hindi and English, he will discuss how artificial intelligence can enhance a writer's skills but not capture the nuances of writing. Only a true writer can capture the intertextuality of text and metaphorical connotations through multilayered work, he reasoned. In 2023, the visually challenged author received the Sahitya Akademi Award for his Sindhi ghazal collection, Lend Me Thy Hand. "I used the metaphor of hands to symbolize compassion and collaboration, as feelings hold prime importance in literature," Asudani shared with us. Wings of Arta Rare Air India Boeing 747 Paint Scheme Panel, a red Napa leather couch. Imagine owning a part of India's aviation history. Wood Feather, an aviation DNEQ'd core platform, will unveil a unique collection, airborne at the upcoming India Design Mumbai. It features handcrafted art pieces created from discarded materials sourced from iconic aircraft such as the Air India Boeing 747 and MiG-21 fighter jets, among others. Its founder Akshay Sharma traced scrap locations, while working with licensed individuals who specialized in decommissioning aircraft. The restoration process involved meticulous work, transforming remnants into functional art that celebrates aviation heritage. Look out for a fuselage window panel and an 18-foot-long couch made from a MiG drop tank.